not to drop the F-bomb, but effing terrifying. So I don't have to say that one. So now I would like to hear your thoughts. I mean, I'm dominating the conversation. You're just sitting there making noises.
Good noises, mind you. They're very solid sound effects.
Yeah.
Listen to this. This is like arrows going by.
Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. I'm Adam.
And I'm
And with
Clay.
Me, as always.
Oh, I was going to introduce myself.
Hey, thanks for introducing yourself, Clay.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
I thought it was the least I could do, since sometimes I don't even participate in the episodes. I just make silly noises in the background.
Well, hell. You know. Well, hell. That's funny. Speaking of well, hell, today's episode is brought to you by the Well to Hell. Go visit with your friends.
You want me to leave? Like, right now, go visit with my friends?
No.
Oh, you're talking to the audience.
Yeah. I'm not really talking to you ever. I'm talking to the audience.
Like I said, noises.
It's the way I roll. Nice. Well, yeah, you can use those are very hellish sounds that you're making, so those are good.
Anyway, carry on.
So
just carry on.
Carry on.
You said we're talking about what again?
We're talking about the Well to Hell, which is an urban legend actually that gained some footing in the late 80s, early 90s, and I think it's a perfect topic to talk about, don't you?
Sure. Yeah. If you say so.
All right.
This is your show.
It's my show. Well, as we all know, urban legends generally don't have a lot of basis in fact, but this one does actually, and we'll talk about that a little bit. So the legend of this well, it's a giant super hole that the Soviets dug, and the legend says in Siberia.
Straight Siberia takes ass. Yeehaw. Yeah.
And the legend says that Soviet engineers, led by a crazy scientist named Dr. or Mr. Azkov, in some place in Siberia they wouldn't disclose, drilled a hole that was 14.4 kilometers or 9 miles deep, breaking through a cavity. And because everybody was so like, wow, there's a cavity down there, we did this, they wanted to they lowered an extremely heat tolerant microphone. I've never heard of such a thing. But along with other sensory equipment into this well, and the temperature they said reached about 1832 degrees Fahrenheit, or 1000 degrees Celsius, from this chamber of fire, which they could hear the tormented screams of the damned. Huh?
I mean, that's kind of scary, but how do we know that wasn't just the tormented sound of the microphone saying, please raise me up, I can't take it.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. Blade. The microphone melting is what they heard.
I can.
They heard electromagnetic interference, and they got very upset. So that cord must have been so long and very heat tolerant as well. I mean, it must have been made out of antimanium or something. I don't know.
Maybe they were using some advanced form of Bluetooth technology.
Yeah, maybe. But way back then, they had Bluetooth technology that went through the earth.
Well, I mean, a lot of people think that we faked the moon landing and they shot the whole thing on like sound stages and stuff. But it was 1969. Have you seen movies from 1969? They couldn't do anything. But we allegedly faked all this stuff using green screens and this and that. I mean, if that happened, sure, they could have 9 mile Bluetooth that can go into the earth at 1000 degrees Celsius and, you know, work.
So as most urban legends, they start with a bit of fact. So this one did start with a bit of fact, but we'll get back to that. So they first reported the story in a Finnish newspaper, and it was published by a bunch of Pentecostal Christians, and so they reported it and said that, you know, that these things were actually factual, and it actually got picked up. The story got picked up eventually by a Christian television show here, actually the Christian Trinity Broadcasting Network, and they broadcasted it as if it was the truth to all these people back in 1989. I remember that actually very well, and people were like, "There's a real hell, and it's here on Earth," and they really went far with it. It was all over tabloids, The Inquirer, the well to hell it was deemed, and that's what they called it. And there are stories of like a fiery bat rising from the ashes and flying into the sky and all sorts of craziness. Yeah, so that's...
Sounds legit.
That's kind of... Yeah, it sounds totally legit. And it was all over newspapers and in the 80s during the entire... the entire craze where people believed that those that played Dungeons & Dragons and things like that, they were satanic worshipers. Back then they called it the Satanic Panic. So this was a perfect thing to run with no fact checking whatsoever. It was like the first Fox News. But anyway, this is what this was. So, you know, there's that. Huh? Now, I mean, the truth is actually scarier than fiction for the most part. Not the screams of the tormented and damned, but you know, the Soviet Union itself actually had drilled this hole, and it was about 12 kilometers or 7.5 miles deep, and it was called the Kola Super Deep Borehole, and it was not located in Siberia, but the Kola Peninsula, which shares borders with Norway and Finland. So not in Siberia, not quite as deep, but almost just as deep. It did have some pretty interesting geological anomalies.
Geofantastical
anomalies, yeah. But they didn't report any supernatural encounters. No tormented screams. There was no tormented screams. They actually later found out that the tormented screams that they had reported was various sounds that were looped together in sound effects from a soundtrack of the 1972 movie Barren Blood. So if anybody is interested in seeing that movie, I'm gonna go see it after this. So that's actually what it is.
Interesting.
But I mean, again, the truth is stranger than fiction. They did find some anomalies that they have yet to explain, which I thought was very interesting. And the Soviet Union has had this propensity to make, in the past, these crazy things that you can see. They have a special on Netflix you can watch too. They try to harness the power of the weather for warfare, lightning and things like that. And they have all these abandoned structures all over.
Now, who do they think they are?
Rural Russia. Yeah, right. Rural Russia. Right, that there's left that were really terrifying, and one of these things is trying to dig to the center of the Earth in this borehole. It's who would ever, besides the Soviets, ever think that was a good idea? Anyway,
were just doing this because
It was borehole. It was probably for a mining operation originally, but there they are digging, dig. I don't know what they were digging for. I probably could figure it out if I was a smarter guy. I could read, but let's let the listeners do it. They're the smart ones. We're the dumb ones that just like to talk.
7.5 miles is just pretty deep. That's deep.
It's pretty dangerously deep.
I mean, especially if
that's what she said.
That's 40,230 feet. But also, like, if
that's too deep,
if the temperatures are, who knows how hot it really is down there. If the legend of 1,000 degrees Celsius is accurate or not, it probably is, you know, pretty warm down there. So like, even if it was a mining operation, it just seems kind of like, why so deep? You know, you go far enough, okay, there's no gold, there's no whatever we're looking for here, copper, whatever. Let's move to a different location, not keep going down.
The Soviets back then were a curious people that did lots of dangerous, horrible things. But probably not anymore. But in later episodes, we'll talk about Chernobyl and things like that. But, you know, yeah, it's going to be a fun one, I think. But for the most part, you know, this is, the like I said, the truth is sometimes more terrifying than fiction. Since then, lots of people have gone out to see this illegally, obviously. And they've brought Ouija boards and have reported speaking to the dead there. And they've reported all sorts of crazy phenomena, and they've heard things and seen things in this well, and it's one of these things where is there something actually in there, is it just an anomaly, like maybe there's a magnetic occurrence happening there that's affecting the way people respond to things. It's odd to think of, but when you dig that deep into the earth that no one's ever done before, I wonder what kind of things could happen. I mean, I wonder how that could psychologically affect the human mind just by looking at something like that. I mean, it's unfathomable to think of a hole that deep.
Yeah.
The sheer size of it alone. Do you know, if we have pictures, if we still post things on Instagram, which I really hope Clay's keeping up on that.
We do.
I'm sure he is. We'll probably post a picture on Instagram. We have some links that we'll put in our show notes to kind of show you guys what we're talking about, some YouTube links, things like that. A lot of people talk about it. But just the sheer fact that humans decided to do this and other humans have said that they've seen and heard things, I think is pretty terrifying by itself.
I still can't just get over the fact that the legend portion of this insinuates that a microphone went 9 miles down. Like,
that is the most improbable thing that I've heard.
Just,
yeah.
I just keep picturing it.
In that
pull
kind
it
of,
up. Okay, it's going to take a while, sir. Yeah, keep pulling. Okay.
Just keep pulling it. The cord's melted.
I'm making like pulling motions with my hands. Like I'm, you know, pulling, you know, something up. And I'm just like, you'd have to do it for so long. 9 miles?
9 miles. We lowered a cord. We lowered a microphone. Just a standard microphone. Actually, it wasn't standard. They said it was
extremely heat tolerant.
I mean, if NASA can do it, I'm sure the Soviets could. But I don't know how it recorded sound properly.
Right. Yeah.
But I... Interesting. It is very interesting, to say the least. You know, and you and I have discussed this before, and people have actually made statements in the past. You know, when we talk about things like the Holy Bible, you know, and the fact that certain things aren't actually... Alrighty then. We talk about things that are in the Bible that aren't actually in the Bible, you know, like the actual... mention of Satan in the Old Testament, or the manner in which the devil was written about in the New Testament, which at the time was referred to as adversary, and the only time it was capitalized, I believe, at the time was once, but through translations in the King James Version, we have this super being that's totally 100% evil that lives under the ground that was never described in the Bible like that. But, you know, through translation and things like that, this is what's happened. And because of this, you know, people have argued, you know, that no, that's not said in the Bible. But then, you know, the Catholic Church said, you know what we'll do? We'll just put something else in there. And what we'll do is we'll say, what you hold true on earth, we will hold true in heaven. I'll hold true in heaven is what God said, evidently, then. So that way, whatever we hold true on earth is held true in heaven. And so... I wonder when we're talking about things like anomalous things, right, or like supernatural events that actually probably were urban legend but now begin to occur, is that the human mind willing those things to happen? Is that a group psychosis, or is there a power of mental ability that can make these things happen on a large scale? And that's actually a more scary topic than someone digging a hole in the ground, even though that hole is pretty... not to drop the F-bomb, but effing terrifying.
Pew!
So I don't have to say that one. So
yeah, I mean,
I would like to hear your thoughts. I mean, I'm dominating the conversation. You're just sitting there making noises.
Good noises, mind you. They're very solid sound effects. Listen to this.
Yeah.
This is like arrows going by.
You are the sound effect guy in most of the movies.
But I don't do it with my mouth. But I was totally the kid that would, like, when I played, like, Star Wars, like, lightsaber battles, I made the sound effects when I was messing around. But anyway, enough about that. I agree
No,
with
no, but
you.
Before we get going.
I agree.
Before we get going.
Okay. Yeah.
I just want to tell the audience dominating. That I want to make sure that you know. Yeah, I will. I want to make sure that you know in the audience that Clay admitted that the sound effects he makes for our movies are not with his mouth. I'll let you just decide what orifice he uses to make those sound effects, but I he says they're not with his mouth.
My body.
And I can verify.
My whole body.
His whole body is a sound
effect. No. Like, I don't use any part of my body to make the sound effects.
He uses his body like a playground for your listening pleasure.
This is getting weird. Like very, very park. Fast. Very fast. Here's some sound effects from my body.
Right. I can barely hear those.
Well, I'm pressed right up against the microphone, so.
Nice. Remind me never to use your microphone.
Anyway, what I was about to say before you apologized for dominating the conversation and then made me be quiet so that you can continue dominating the conversation was, I do agree with you.
You agree with me?
Yeah, we've talked about it in past episodes in different seasons and probably in parallel universes where we talk about other stuff that we haven't talked about in this season or past seasons. If you catch what I'm saying there about parallel universes. But anyway, that the human mind and just how we as a species think and create things is really powerful. And I wouldn't at all be surprised if things can just be because we want them to be. And if enough people want them to be, then it is. Wow, I sound like I'm preaching or something. This is a very Jesus-heavy episode. We need some Jesus up in here.
Jesus. Yeah. He actually is my landscaper. He's a very great guy.
I was gonna make that joke, but I didn't feel like it was appropriate.
it's appropriate when I say it. It's not appropriate when you say
it. That's why I didn't.
You don't get to make the joke.
But I get to going to make the joke.
You can make the Mormon jokes.
Get back to work out there on my yard. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I do think that some of that stuff is scary. And realistically, like, urban legends are kind of like a jokey subject, but yeah, they usually do come from fact or story that many in the past have believed to be fact, and then they get twisted and changed as things happen. I mean, the whole story behind, like, Bloody Mary, for example, is actually quite terrifying, and now it's a ghost that, you know, comes out of your bathroom mirror. But, like, what happened to Queen Mary and the whole, like, background behind that is actually, like, quite bloody, hence quite the name
bloody.
But that's maybe something we'll talk about in another episode as well, but you get what I'm saying in this universe, not the parallel one that I mentioned earlier. And also, I just wanted to touch on, let me just touch the microphone. I wanted to touch on digging into the earth is something that in different parts of the world is just not a good idea. I mean, we've talked at Skinwalker Ranch, or we didn't talk there, but we talked about Skinwalker Ranch. Digging there has historically led to bad things happening, but not only just digging. I don't think it's a good idea to necessarily be digging that deep. I mean, we do live on a planet. Things can happen to the planet. And if things happen to the planet, we don't always have the ability to fix said things. So,
speaking about fixing said things, now that since last, what it was, May or April, we said beginning of April or May, they've since closed that hole. But of course, you're not closing that hole with all the material you dug out of it anymore, are you? So you're just closing off the hole.
I feel like they just put like a sewer lid on it. Keep the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in their place.
Yeah. I think that's all they really did. And of course, we have pictures of that too. We probably can post. They're everywhere.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Some
too for you kids. Yeah, them too, if you want. It's definitely a thing. The Ninja Turtles are another episode we'll be doing because that's an urban legend that's become true. So, that's all we have for this episode today. But, you know, just bear in mind when you're thinking about these things, the actions of man sometimes can be much more terrifying than what we can imagine, hypothetically in our heads.
Wait, so just to confirm, was this doctor, what'd you say his name was? Mr. Azakoff, something like that?
Azakov. Yeah. Not a real person.
That's just part of the urban legend.
It's part of the urban legend.
Doctors do some weird things, though. So I wasn't going to question whether he was, you know, real or not, but just wanted to confirm. But
some are Mr., some are Dr. Azakov. It just depends on what you read. And there's a lot of there's still websites out to right now to this day that you can read that will tell you that this legend is true and give you all the information, making it look like they've done their research and all of these things are true. But I mean, you know, do your due diligence. Don't just look at Wikipedia.
Yeah,
okay.
Like you said,
when you look at these things, do due diligence, you know, but these things are, you know, but it's still real and it's still really terrifying regardless of how you frame it in your mind.
Tormented screams are always going to be scary, whether it's story, whether it's fact, whether it's looped sound effects from a 1972 film.
Yeah, and so are deep, loose holes. You don't want a loose, deep hole.
Creep it real, guys.
All right. Creep it real, everybody. See you next time.
They won't see us. They'll just hear us.
They'll hear us. Dude.